Qumran, Surah Alif, Surah Al-Alaf. Well, Ben Israel bases this Torah on the Pasuk where Hashem, this is talking about when Ben Israel were going into Eretz Israel, and the Pasuk says, Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Meraglim, Alu Zeh Banegev, go up in the south, enter Eretz Israel from the south, Va'alisem Esohor, and you'll go up on the mountains, Uri'isem Esohor Etzmahi, you'll see what the land looks like, and you'll see what its inhabitants look like. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Meraglim. Upirish Rashi, and Rashi HaKodesh says on the term Negev, Pselis Eretz Israel, that this refers to the Negev, the southern part of Eretz Israel. That's the Pselis of Eretz Israel. That's, in a sense, the lowest part, the lowest level within Eretz Israel, the south, where it's pretty much pure desert area. Whereas up north is where there's more place to be able to plant all the crops, all the fields. Most of the kibbutzim or shavim are all up north or in the center of Eretz Israel. Rabbi Nezal says, Haklal hu. And note, you have this in many Torahs in Qumran. Rabbi Nezal uses klal. It means he's talking about certain rules about certain items. Here he's going to talk about rules pertaining to the Tzadik Emes and those who come to the Tzadik Emes. Haklal hu, shehadiburim shel tzadik, shemedaber betera oy betfilo, nikra Eretz Israel. That the words which a tzaddik speaks in Torah and Tefillah, those words are called Eretz Yisrael, Bechinas Eretz Yisrael. Why? Rabbi Nezal says, now note, Kabbalah, Spheros, Eretz Yisrael, what's Sphero?
Malchus.
So right away, those who are used to these things, there are certain things that click in your mind right away. Here, Rabbi Nezal is going to bring proof from a pasuk. Via a pasuk, he's going to connect Eretz Yisrael to a pasuk, Dibur to a pasuk, and both pasukim are going to fit without any problem. Rabbi Nezal says, Ki Eretz, hi bechinas nefesh. Eretz is an union of nefesh. Kemoi shekosuv, as the pasuk says in Tehillim, Dovid HaMelech says, Nafshi ke Eretz ayefo. I'm so tired, I feel like a parched piece of land. So we see that nefesh is associated with Eretz. We have another place, v'nefesh hu b'chinas dibur. We know that nefesh is also a concept of dibur. K'mo shekosuv, as a pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, nafshi yotzo bedabroi. My nefesh comes forth in dibur. So we see that dibur is b'chinas Eretz Yisrael, the dibur of the tzaddik emes, specifically diburim of Torah and Tefillah, are b'chinas Eretz Yisrael. V'hadiburim shehu medaber im hamoinam b'sichas chulin, and the diburim which a tzaddik emes speaks to the general public. In sichas chulin, where he talks about normal items that are not clearly Torah and Tefillah, hu nikra pselis Eretz Yisrael. Those diburim are referred to as the pselis Eretz Yisrael. Now Rabbi Nezal explains, V'lomo medaber sichas chulin. Why does the tzaddik at times speak sichas chulin, which is lighter types of talk, not specifically Torah Tefillah? Kedei lekasher es hamoinam el hadas. In order to be able to be mekasher, the general populace, to the das. Why? Rabbi Nezal, shehu bechinas har. Das is the concept of a mountain. The Iso the Gemara, says, Ein Har Elo Beis HaMikdosh. This is the girsa that Rabbi Nezal had, and I believe it's Rabbi Nosson Zal who puts this in, Tzorech Loima Levonoin. The Gemara says it, in other words, you'll see in a minute how this fits in. The Gemara says it about the word Levonoin. Ein Levonoin Elo Beis HaMikdosh. Now note, what was the Beis HaMikdosh? What sphera? Beis HaMikdosh. The Gemara says that just like Das is written in between two names of Hashem, Kikel Deos Hashem, so too the word Mikdosh is written in between two names of Hashem. Hashem, Mikdosh, Hashem, the Gemara says that Beis HaMikdosh is Bechin as Das. Whoever has Das, it's as though the Beis HaMikdosh was built during his days. Note, the Gemara says, Ein Levonoin Elo Beis HaMikdosh. Das is what? Das isn't anything on its own, really. It's a combination of Chochma and Bina. What is Levonoin? Lamed Beis is Chochma. And Nun is Bina. Levonoin. Levonoin is the Beis HaMikdosh. The Gemara darshins, Ein Levonoin Ela Beis HaMikdosh. The Gemara says this in Gittin, and this in the Medrash and West Chanan it brings it. Period. Shenemar, as the Posik says, Chohor HaToiv Hazeh V'Halevonoin. This good mountain and the Lebanon. What is the Levonim? The Levonim refers to the Beis HaMikdosh, which was on the mountain. U'Beis HaMikdosh u'Bechinas Das. We know that the Beis HaMikdosh is the concept of Das. The Isa b'Gemara Brochos. The Gemara says in Brochos, Kol mi sheyesh bo Das, ki ilu nivne Beis HaMikdosh b'yomov. Why? She Beis HaMikdosh nitein ben shtei oisiyos, v'Das nitein ben shtei oisiyos. Because the word Mikdosh is found between two names of Hashem, just as the word Das is found between two names of Hashem. So we see that Levonoin is the Beis HaMikdosh, and we see that Chor, that we see that the Pasuk associates Har with Levonoin. Chor ha-toyim ha-seh v'ha-levonoin. So we see that Har is also an Indian of Das. So Rabbi Nizal says here that, note, we start off by saying, Kedei l'kasher es hamoinam el hadas, shehu b'chinas Har. Das is the Indian of a mountain, the mountain on which the Beis HaMikdash was found. Now Rabbi Nizal says, K'al yedei toiru u'tfilo i'efsher l'kashrem el shaloshom. Through the Burim of Torah and Tefillah, it's impossible for the tzaddik to be mekasher, the general populace, to their sheirish, to elevate them to their sheirish. Why? Because the general populace is very, very far from emes. And if the tzaddik were to try to be mesakin them using the Burim of Torah and Tefillah, that would be a bechinov ribui shemen to the general populace. As the Gemara Megillah says about Talmai HaMelech, when he sat down 72 Zakenim to write for him the Sefer Torah, the Kosvu Kulam Elikim Bora Bereshis. The Gemara writes a whole set of things whereby they had to change around the Torah for him. Why? Because he wasn't on a level to receive the Torah as is. If he would receive it as is, it would be a Bechina of Ribui Shemen, where he would misinterpret it, would destroy him. They had to change it around, change the words around to suit him. Why? Ki hu rochik min ha'emes, because he was very far from the emes. They had to change around the combinations in order for him to be able to come out with the proper pshat from the Torah. Rabbi Nizal says, "Kach hatzadik, so to the tzadik. Sheroitzel kasheres hamoinam horachikim in hatorah ha'amitiyos. The tzadik who wants to be mekasher to himself, the general populace who are very far from Torah amitiyos." The tzaddik is mechuyev. He's required to speak to them regular words, sichas chulim. Ulahalbish bohem ha-toyro. It's understood. The tzaddik is one who's so smart, he can cloak within his sichas chulim toyro. Rak shehu medaber b'tzirufim. Elamai, he's talking in tzirufim. In other words, the Torah isn't obvious. If you would know how to connect, how to rearrange his words, you would be able to find how he's talking clear Torah. It just appears to be Sichas Chulim because he's switching around the Tzirufim a little.
Is that the way you watch Soins from Eretz?
1 second. The Nikro Psailes Eretz Yisrael. And this is called Psailes Eretz Yisrael. Ki Af Shehem Psailes Eretz. Although this is actually the waste of Eretz, yesh bohem Torah shehi bechinas Yisrael. Note, Psailes Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Nizal divides, puts the comma, Psailes Eretz, comma, Yisrael. The Psailes of Eretz, what is Eretz? Nefesh. What is Nefesh? Dibur. The Psailes of the Dibur is also Yisrael. What is Yisrael? Rabbi Nizal says Yisrael is the Torah. He doesn't tell you how. How is Yisrael the Torah? Yesh shishim ribui oisei satera, number one. Number two, you have the statement that is Zohar HaKadosh, kutshebarichu v'yisrael v'oiraiso chadu. In other words, you have to get familiar with these quotes to know that when Rabbi Nizal says this term, when he says Yisrael is b'chinas, you have to know immediately that it's assumed he's not talking to infants, he's talking to people who know, and he's certain things he doesn't have to explain, period. Okay, this is one explanation. Rabbi Nizal says, "Afal pikein yesh kem teiro shehi bechinas Yisrael." V'zehu pirush haposuk. Now we can understand an interpretation of this posuk. Alu, go up. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Go up in the mountains." Go up. Hainu she'atem hamoin am oilim. Moshe Rabbeinu was addressing the general populace. You are mechuyev to elevate yourselves. How? Through Ze Banegev. Rabbein Azal says, Zeh hu bechinas ha-tzadik. The term Zeh refers to the tzadik. K'moy shekosuv ki Zeh kol ha-odom. This is, the Torah says about, talks about Yira Shemayim, and it says, because that's the whole person. The Yira Shemayim within the person, that's the closest to the whole person. V'dor shurazal and the Gemara darshins and Shabbos, shekol ha-olam lo nivra elo letzavois lo Zeh. The whole world was created for one person, Litzavos, to command for this item. What item? Emunas tzadikim, his kashrus to tzadikim. The whole concept of the tzadik yisoid olam. So we see that Zeh is the union of tzadik. Note that Zeh is the kolius of the Yud Beis Shvatim, we said, which is kolio of the whole concept of tzadik, the Yud Beis Tzirufei Havaya, which is kolio of the Yud Beis Kochi Hashana, this concept of Zeh being an union of the tzadik. Rabbein Azal says, Hainu hatzadik hu banegev. How do we accomplish alu? By Zeh going into the category of negev. Zeh is the tzadik, going into the negev. Hainu psailas Eretz Yisrael. Entering into this concept of the psailas of Eretz Yisrael. Hainu sichas chulin. By doing that, he's able to attach, to make a connection between the Hamoyin Am and himself. And through that, Valisem Esohor. What's the purpose in mind? To bring them to the Das. Hainu Hadas Hanal. This is the Das which we discussed before. The concept of Hohor Hatoiv Hazeh Vahalavonoin. Levonoin is the combination of Chachmo and Bino, which is Das. Okay. Rabbi Zal once mentioned, just not, in other words, to know, this Levonoin can go both ways. Levonoin can be an union of Das. Levonoin can also be Bina. Rabbi Zal once mentioned on one of the Friday afternoons when he was talking about the Pasuk Tzadik. In other words, the Sifrei Kabbalah bring many times that what's the union of Tzadik Yisoid? With what two spheres do we generally associate as far as Yisoid with something else? In other words, Rabbi Zal mentioned the Zohar Kodesh gives names to the different levels, like Chesed Shebechesed, Chesed Shebegvura Shebechesed. The Zohar HaKadosh gives different names to these combinations. The title that the Zohar HaKadosh gives to Yesoid Habino is Nachal Noveh Mekor Chochma. This is what the Zohar HaKadosh says. In other words, the Zohar HaKadosh brings Psukim in Novi and other places that it uses to, that this Pasuk is the concept of Chesed Shebechesed. The Pasuk, the Yesoid Habino, is Nachal Neveh Amakor Chochma. Note, Rabbein Azal's union of Moyach Nun, Moyach Nun, Bino, and Rabbein Azal's deeper concept of Yesoid, Tikkun HaKloli, the whole concept of Tikkun HaKloli. This Rabbi Zal once mentioned. So Rabbi Zal said, the Arizal says that this is what we have in mind when we say on Friday night, Tzadik Katomo Yifroch, there'll come a time when the Tzadik will blossom forth like a Tomor. A Tomor is what grows lulavim. What is a lulav? Loi lev. He's the one who has a lev. The Tzadik Emes, that's the Iker lev of Bnei Yisrael. Tzadik Katomo Yifroch, ki Erez Balavonoin Yizger. He will rise up like an Erez Balavonoin. Erez is Bigimatria 8 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, standing for Bina. Erez is Bigimatria Yitzchak, which is Bina. Ke Erez Balavonoin. What is Levonoin? Lev Nun. The Lev is Bina, Nun is Bina. In other words, Rabbi Zal mentioned this item. In that context, the word Levonoin refers to Bina. The whole thing refers to Bina. That the Tzadikim will rise up to the Madrega of Bina, which is Olam Haba. Olam Haba is Bina, basically. That's the main concept that we refer to as the kolius of the whole Olam Haba.
Let's make the lave here Bina instead of
exactly. Chachma. In other words, the term lave is used sometimes to refer to Bina, sometimes to refer to Chachma. The Sefer Yetzirah begins with the words Lamed Beis Mesivus HaChachma, that there are 32 paths of Chachma.
What was Erez?
208, which is 8 times Yud Kei Vav Kei, standing for the 8th sphere, which is Bina.
Listen, you say like it's deep in the heart of Erez Yisrael.
They are the heart of Bnei Yisrael.
Bnei Yisrael, you could say. What do you mean to say? In other words, they like the courage. In other words, they fight from those fiercest battles.
100%. But Bnei Yisrael brings an eternal to the mind that the Iker Gevura is in the heart. In other words, when we talk about courage is not a mental. It's not in the brain. It's not in the arm. It's in the heart. And if you study a person, you'll see that that's where the toughness has to be, in the heart. Okay. Now Rabbein Azal says, okay, that's one concept of interpreting this pasuk. Now Rabbein Azal is going to give a second pirush of this pasuk. Va'oid, another way of explaining this is There are times when the tzaddik falls from his madrega. He undergoes a yerida. And when a person from among the common people approaches the tzaddik and speaks to him regular items, he speaks to him about sichas chulin. And the tzaddik draws chano from this person. The guy tells him something, a joke or any item about current events, something that the tzaddik enjoys hearing, news, what he likes to hear, news. Oz hu mechayel ha-tzaddik. This person gives a chiyus to the tzaddik. V'ha-tzaddik bo l'madregosoi. That chiyus is what gives the tzaddik the drive to pull himself back up to his madrega. V'achakach, once the tzaddik has been restored to his madrega, yochel ha-tzaddik l'ha'aloysam l'bechinas ha-das. This tzaddik is in a position to elevate the ha-moinam to the bechina of das. Hainu, Rabbein Ezal says, Kishatzadik tzorich la'alois l'madregosoi. Sorry. L'bechinas ha-das. V'ze alu ze. Meaning, Hainu, Kishatzadik tzorich la'alois l'madregosoi. In other words, when ze, which symbolizes the tzaddik, wants to rise to his madrega, tzorich ato li'yois banegev. You, the common people, have to go into the madrega of negev, psoilus hadibur, meaning, you have to speak to him sichas chulin in order to be mechayehin, and by doing that you'll enable the tzaddik to bring you up to the das, meaning sheyuchal oz hatzaddik lekasher eschem lebchinas hadas hanikro har kanal, as we explained previously. So we see here, note that this all relates to the stories that we hear about Rabbein Ezal. Rabbein Ezal, one of his talmidim came to him, he needed news. Why? You picture a tzaddik, in other words, we have only to look at Rabbein Ezal to know what we're talking about here. You picture someone who's dovuk in Torah and Kiddusha whole day. This person must have a period of bitul, meaning he has to let himself drop for a minute to leave that. When he leaves that, he's undergoing a type of yerida. How does he get back to that? What gives him the extra chiyus to enable him to get back to that? He hears news items, which are mechayim, not mechayim. In other words, even if it's not necessarily good news, just something that livens him up. Any type of news is something that livens him up. That's what gives him the chiyus, like, to be able to talk to his talmidim, to be mekar of them. In other words, to give them what he needs, what they need, in order to bring them close to the das. Baruch Hashem. Yeah. These are two interpretations that Rabbein Ezal gives.
This is by Vizehu Alu Ze.
Vizehu Alu Ze, meaning, kama. Hainu, kishehat tzadik tzorech la'awais l'madregosoi, when ze wants to be alu, when ze wants to go up, who is ze? The tzadik, we explained previously. When he undergoes a yerida, and he wants to climb back up, what's the advice to the hamoinam? Banegev. You have to see to it to speak to him, not just about dvorim shebikdusha, to speak to him about divrei hevel. In other words, he's saying here, those kind of items. And by doing that, you'll enable him to pull himself back up. What happens when he pulls himself back up? What does he have to be? In other words, what's his main function? To elevate the hamoinam to the das. Baruch Hashem. Next. Go ahead.
Before, Rabbein Ezal said the people who fought the Emes, you can't give them the Torah straight.
Right.
So we give them the Torah in like Debray Chulin. Is that that we're cloaking it? Cause, so now it has Lavush?
Exactly.
Or, like now it's not like Chulin Emes.
No. It doesn't mean in terms of sheker. It means because when we say Teira Amitiyos, in other words, he's saying it here referring to a bright light. Period. You understand? Mm-hmm. A very high level of kedusha. Huh?
He can't receive the light.
Who can? These people can't necessarily receive the light directly. Therefore, if he builds bridges with them, how? By speaking with them also sichas chulin, in which he cloaks the right Torah and everything. That's what builds the bridges. You picture like these platoon bridges, you know, that they build to be able to get to them. Once he has these bridges set up, already there's a medium for him to be able to pass Torah and other things gradually. But Rabbein Ezal stresses here that he must have this medium to be able to deal with. No, not at all. We're going to talk about Chashmal soon. We're talking about the light of Torah. The light, in other words, Chashmal is an example of light of Kedusha. Period.
What would be the difference then?
I really don't. In other words, that's a term that's used about a certain light of Kedusha. Rav Enizal doesn't refer to that term over here. Period. The next Torah that we're going to have, that's going to be one of the topics.